State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. The Detroit Public School District is in desperate need of a lifeline. It's drowning in debt, its buildings aren't up to code, and Lansing can't agree on what a bailout should look like. Many teachers fled to other districts mid-year when they heard they might not get paid. Cody Academy of Public Leadership is a high school on Detroit's west side. The students there lost four teachers throughout the school year. We wanted to know, how did the students feel about all this? To find out, we gave recorders to two juniors at Cody APL. We're going to let them take it from here.
Okay, my name is Slatejion Sanders. I go to Cody APL. And this is...
My name is Reginald Franklin, and I go to Cody APL as well. Cody is a good school. We just have lack of resources. And, like, we don't have the same opportunities as the people in Bloomfield do. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all have AC in your school. All your teachers here, y'all don't have no rodents or no...
Or no pest problems.
But Cody, we have all that. I ain't say it's a bad school, but these things need change.
Nah, you ain't
been here. And we walking over to Miss Inslee's room. She's an English teacher, and we have some questions to ask her.
It's time to go, people, and close that door on your way out.
Good morning. I'm Angela Inslee, English teacher at Cody APL.
Hello, I'm Tracy Baker, and I'm a resource teacher at Cody APL.
Okay, in your opinion, how do the lack of teachers affect the students?
Well, the lack of teachers, they didn't want to leave, but they had to do what's best for their family. And now that they have left, we have to try to keep the kids motivated because now they're taking it as if everyone's giving up on them and that they're not good enough. And so the kids always ask us, are you guys going to leave us next? So they said, well, why are you guys still here? I said, because if all the good ones leave, then who do you guys have?
C-O-D-C-O-D-Y, Cody, Cody, Cody.
What grade are you in?
Nine.
What class are you in right now?
The computer lab.
What class are you supposed to be in?
Oh, U.S. History.
Who's your teacher?
Mr. Coles.
Where's Mr. Coles at?
He don't work here no more.
He don't work here no more? So would y'all just come here and chill?
Yeah,
so
basically.
When last time you did work here?
Since like 2 months ago.
How does that make you feel? You being cheated?
It makes me feel bad because I'm not learning, and I come to school to learn, and I'm not learning anything.
Thank you. Where do you want to stop by next?
Nobody. This right here, this is where it rained, and the whole floor came up, and they tried to replace it, and all they put was boards down.
Yeah, this health class. This is our health class. We're supposed to be learning about health here. But... as you can see, there's no teacher in here, so we're not learning anything about him today. We're the teachers.
Gotta teach yourselves around here.
Okay, so now we're on our way around to Mr. Staley's room.
Mr. Staley and Mrs. Kinsey.
Miss Maddie Kinsey, resource teacher.
Resource teacher.
I love being here. I love this job.
You say you love this job. So if things get worse, will you leave?
You know, it's, I guess, like sometimes you have to be forced to do other things to take care of yourself and your family. Something I don't like to think about. We'll see what happens after, you know, the summer and what happens with the bills and everything. But I'm in this with you. I'm going to try
to
ride it. Yes, I'm going to try to ride it out as long as I can.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ms. Kinsey.
You're welcome.
I'm Slatejion Sanders, and that's Reginald Franklin. Thank you.
That story was produced by me, Jennifer Guerra, with help from April Van Buren.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.